The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
We'll just keep worshiping. For someone here has an issue with the knee. That's a knee condition I'm seeing. The person I'm talking about, you can't freely kneel because there is something there. But as we just keep doing this, the power of God is going to search through this place and you will fall on your knees. Just lift your hands. You are the mighty man of war. You are. Sing it again. You are Jehovah.
You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah.
Ah. Mighty man of war,
you are the mighty man of war. You are
one more time. Call him Jehovah.
You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah.
Ah.
You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war.
Anyi nekelegi nasigi imela imela o singi
imela
Jehovah
imela
anyi nekele o
anyi nekelegi nasigi imela
lift your voice imela o Jehovah ni mela ho hi hi mela ho aya Jehovah ni mela ho Jehovah ni mela ho everybody say Shambala do medale baraba de la bayala I say Jehovah ni mela ho ni mela ni mela ni mela Jehovah
ni mela Jehovah
Jehovah ani de kele o
ani
Jehovah ni mela ho
ha
Ese hani ne kele
hani ne kele ki nasi imela
imela ho
imela Jehovah imela
imam madiriki chineke imam madiriki onyoma
imam madiriki chineke imam madiriki
Anyi sima madirigi onye ne me ma ima madirigi onyoma
ima madirigi
ade bole ne mo de bele de bele de bele de bele de bele de ya Jehovah ima madirigi onye ne me ma ima madirigi onyoma de bele mo de bele de bushira malade Anyi sima madirigi onye ne me ma ima madirigi onyoma
ima madirigi
hey
ima madirigi
Jehovah ima madirigi akana kworia ima madirigi onyoma
ima
anyizi mama dirigi onye neme ma imama dirigi onye ma anyizi mama dirigi onye neme ma imama dirigi onye ma anyezi mama dirigi onye neme ma imama dirigi onye ọma anyezi mama dirigi onye neme ma imama dirigi onye ọma ebubegi ojuru ụwa ebubegi enweghị atụ ebubegi ọ dị ngọzi ebubegi ojuru igwe ihe ọma ị na-eme ojuru ụwa Jehova ọlụ aka gị enweghị atụ ebubegi ọ dị can you say
ebubegi
fill this place. Ebu begi o. Aya. Ojo
buwa. Ebu begi. Ebu begi ato. Ebu begi.
Olo mi na luo ojulibe. Iyo mi ne memo ojuruwa. Anyizi n'olu aka gi enweghi atụ. Ebubegi ọ dị ngọzi
ebubegi juru ụwa ebubegi enweghị atụ ebubegi
ọlọrụ tọla gbara ohu ọlọ́run tọ́lá agbára ooo. Oṣù bàrẹ̀ màrẹ̀ ooo.
Oṣù bàrẹ̀ màrẹ̀ ooo.
About anything, just worship. Get that stuff off your mind. That message you are taking, there's no bad news coming. Get it off your mind. Focus. Just lift your hands, lift your voice, sing from your heart, sing out your lungs, sing to Him alone. Come on. Woo.
Oṣù bàrẹ̀ màrẹ̀ ooo. Oṣù bàrẹ̀ màrẹ̀ ooo. Oṣù bàrẹ̀ màrẹ̀
ooo. Oṣù bàrẹ̀ màrẹ̀ ooo.
Oṣù bàrẹ̀ màrẹ̀ ooo.
Aya.
Oṣù bàrẹ̀ màrẹ̀.
One more time. Oṣù bàrẹ̀ màrẹ̀ ooo.
Oṣù bàrẹ̀ màrẹ̀
ooo.
Oṣù bàrẹ̀ màrẹ̀
ooo. Thank you, Father.
Great in mercy, great in love. Oh,
your goodness we have seen. Praise Jehovah, great I am. My great. Great in mercy,
great in love.
Oh, your goodness.
Oh,
let
Jehovah,
my God. Thank you, Father. You spoke about it. My great Jehovah, great I am. Hosanna, Bugol. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, Bugol. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, Nimambo. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, Bugole. Elemedaya. Hosanna when it does not make sense. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, Bugole. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna when I don't understand it. Oh. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, Bugole. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna when all my friends turn their back on me. Oh. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, Bugole. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna when everything stops working, I still say hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, Bugole. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna to the Lord host. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, Bugo. Hosanna, Bugo. Hosanna, Bugo. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, Bugo. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, when it does not make sense. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, Bugole. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, when my kidney stops working. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, Bugole. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, when I feel the ulcer pangs. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, Bugole. Hallelujah. Hosanna when everybody gives up on me, oh, hallelujah. Hosanna. Hey, yeah.
Hosanna, Bugole.
Hallelujah.
Hosanna.
Hosanna when my blood level is low.
Hallelujah.
Hosanna.
Hosanna,
Hosanna, Bugole. Megodaba.
Hallelujah. Hosanna.
When arthritis and rheumatism comes, Hosanna, Bugole.
Hallelujah,
Hosanna. Hosanna, Bugole.
Hallelujah.
Hosanna limam.
Hallelujah.
Hosanna. Hosanna bukol.
Hallelujah. Hosanna.
When my ear starts working, Hosanna bukol.
Hallelujah.
Hosanna. When business collapses, Hosanna bukol. Zekelebosh.
Hallelujah.
When there is hepatitis A, B, or C, Hosanna bukol.
Hallelujah.
Hosanna. There's a tangible presence of God here. I don't want to interrupt it because it's working upon us even before I start praying. There are miracles tonight. The Lord said it will come just because of His sovereign act. It will not be by faith. It will just be God working. There's a mighty move of God in this place. Don't distract the audience. If someone is under anointing, bring them to the front. Don't distract the audience. Just make sure you're praying. Lend your voice. The Lord of hosts, the King of glory, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth. The Lord of hosts, the King of glory, Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh, the Lord of hosts,
the Lord of hosts,
the King of glory. Give me under
Yahweh
Sabaoth. Yes, come on.
The Lord of hosts.
That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost running through this place. Hey,
the Lord of hosts. The Lord of
hosts. Hey, Kemeranda. Hey, da. Hey,
the Lord of hosts.
The King of glory.
The King of glory.
Hey, Abaradaya.
The Lord of hosts.
The Lord of hosts.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yahweh
Sabaoth. Yahweh
Sabaoth. The Lord of hosts.
The Lord of hosts.
Hey,
the King of glory. Glory.
The power of God is working so mightily in this way. I spoke about someone that had a knee condition. If you had a knee issue, just come to the front. If you haven't had a knee issue, check that your knee, you're fine now. Come, let me shake your hands. I saw knees that were healed. Come. You had a knee condition. What was the problem? Huh? Something fell on you. What was that? Huh? A gate fell on your knee. And what was the issue? Wait, just give up.
he couldn't move the leg before. You can't kneel down comfortably. Did you kneel there? Try kneeling now. Do you feel any pain at all? Check it. How long have you been, has it been like that? 2 weeks now. The Lord spoke to me about you. Gate fell on you. There's someone else that fell on something. Someone else fell on something and it affected your knee. Is it you? Come. What? Well, it fell on. 2017. And what's wrong with the leg, the knee now? And you are fine now. Glory to God. Move your legs, let me see. Hallelujah. Do you want to shout? Do you want to shout? It's 2017. Hallelujah. We have not started tonight. Glory to God. You know, when I was coming, the Lord spoke to me, and then I think it was supposed to be leading prayer, and she said the same thing. I heard something about your current sicknesses. They've ministered to you, you've been healed, but suddenly the symptoms began to crawl back into your life. Come, let me put my hands on you. I just saw that in the spirit. They've ministered to you before. God bless you, Karen. God bless you. Ministered to you before, but you notice the symptoms are crawling back into your life. It's not like this is your first time. The first time, you've even testified about this, but I'm noticing the symptoms coming back again. Now, I'm not going to pray for you. I'm going to heal you. I will end that cycle. When he touches you, you will know. And I know what joy that fills my soul. Something happened. Which one of you are they recommending a surgery for? Okay, yes, yes, yes. Out of this body! Oh, yes, yes, yes. Something happened, and now I know he touched me. The angels bow down at the door. Fully restore this one. If I touch you, begin to test yourself right now. Right now. If I touch you, get up, begin to test yourself. Go rejoicing. God is healing you. Hallelujah.
The angels bow down.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know you. Of you.
Restoration. Glory to God.
And
oh, restoration. Restoration.
To the
oh, restoration. Hey, baby,
the
cone, the
other. The price that you pay keeps us alive.
Yes, 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 yes. Full restoration. Full restoration, sister. Go rejoicing. Full restoration. Yes, yes, yes. Full restoration. Full restoration. Restore this world. I need pastors to test this healing. Full restoration. Keba lataya. Yes, yes, yes. Unene manoli andayada.
You paid keeps us alive, brand new. Hosanna forever, we worship you. Hosanna forever, we worship you. The angels bow down at a door.
keep singing it. God said, if you test these healings, document testimonies, said I should preach now. Said I should preach now. So just move them, document testimonies. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you want to lift your hands in this place? Lift your hands. Thank you, Father. You know, they gave testimony tonight about someone that, you know, that's the Vicky and the husband that received their baby. When the doctor said it was impossible. Have you? As the doctor said, medically it is impossible. Should I give details? Impossible. Because at the time, the woman was not even seeing her flow. Am I right? No ovulation. Medically impossible. It was still as though last year. I remember the exact spot around church. I said, start doing ministry. You remember that? Your baby is there. Start doing ministry. I calculated from then, it was November till when we then the baby became 9 months. Exactly. Just start the ministry. Forget about the baby. Because when God answers, you know He has answered. And you know, when I was in prayer, the Lord said that it's an agreement I have with God. There is a special grace upon this ministry now. For issues that have to do with conception. If you know anyone that has that kind of problem, there's a special grace working here now. Medically impossible. We had almost the same kind of case with Pastor Dave. They didn't say it was medically impossible though. But at the time, I think one of the ovaries was gone. And we spoke God's word. 2 kids now. Are you following me? We don't have a dead God. And tonight again, we're going to sit under the sovereign move of God. You will see. If one of your ears is blocked, get set now. If your eye is not working, get set. If you had a broken bone, get set. You had ulcer. Get set. I remember ministering to someone here. Just how many days ago now? Hepatitis. What was that?
either Abraham or something like that, happening to her, had moved over to the brother, and it was like that in the family. God's mighty hand too. There's a lot going on that we don't talk about. A lot going on. Even if they said you have HIV, I've learned not to be scared of sicknesses. I really don't care about those names anymore. Heart conditions have been fixed. They say the heart, you have to feel this pain, and they say this is whatever. God is working. I told you guys there is something about organs in this place. Remember I told you that? Had a problem with your liver, your lungs, your kidney. We came with extra parts tonight. And that's not just hype. That is literally. Literally, we came with extra hands. Thank you, Father. Some of these things already tend to have, I'll tell you things we're going to do about them. For instance, I talked about conception. From next and next week, we begin to just hold a few meetings, just small gatherings around women who have such issues. Because when God says there's a special grace for that, we are going to delve into it. God is working. God is working. It's the glory of God upon the house. Amen. So they say something about your bones, about whatever. God is working on you now. I prayed a prayer tonight that God is going to give us a testimony tonight that we'll keep sharing for many years in this ministry. You know, there are some of those stories in this church that we keep repeating again and again. Some of them will happen tonight again. And it might be upon your own life. So it's like the sickness in your body. Tell that sickness tonight. We are parting ways. We are parting ways. We are parting ways. If I one of your legs shorter than the other, get there tonight. By the power of God, it's going to grow out. Whether I remember to lay hands on you or not, just get set. As by the meeting be checking, it will pull out. Except there is no God in heaven. Well, except he didn't send us. One of your limbs shorter than the other, it will pull out. Hallelujah. Most High, the God of heaven. Sit down. Sit down.
Ruler of the earth.
Kemalandia.
Most High.
King of nations.
King of nations.
Ha ha. God,
to God,
most high,
the
most high, King of heaven, yes, yes, yes.
Vocabulary is okay.
Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. When I minister to the sick, I sing a lot. Okay? And, you know, I was thinking about it recently. Why? Why does that happen? I don't know. It's not as if I can sing. I just sing. I guess maybe that's because my first exposure to the healing anointing. We sang a lot that night. It was in a big crusade. And I can't forget that night in my life. 2006, I can't forget. One of God sang that song. I even did it this night. That Igbo song. You know that song? He did that song and I looked around me and I saw wheelchairs in the air. That image has not left my head. Every time I raise a song, I'm expecting a miracle to happen. And I'm saying for some of you tonight, some of that will go further to stay walking in healing anointing, you'll find the same pattern in your ministry. Some of you will notice. Once that flow just comes, get into it. God is a healer. And that's all I want to remind you tonight. God is a healer. His name is Rapha. And Rapha means healer. You know, earlier this year, I did a teaching on Rapha. Do you remember? And I gave you how many reasons why I believe it is God's way to heal. Countless reasons. I think that teaching is still one of the classic teachings we've done on healing in this church so far. If you know anyone that is sick, put him on that diet. Rapha. It is God's will to heal. First, because He Himself is a healer. Psalm 147, verse 3 tells us about, you know, who God is and His character when it has to do with sickness. Psalm 147 and verse 3. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He healed the brokenhearted. And He binded up their wounds. That's what Rapha. It means to heal, to cure. It occurs 67 times in the Old Testament Hebrew. And it occurs that many times to show you how it is God's will to heal. God is a healer. It's not just about something that God does. It's about who He is. When you come to prayer, you should know you've come to the healer. Not just someone who can heal. Not just someone who heals once in a while. But someone who is a healer. His name is Rapha. He cures. He mends. He repairs. He replaces. He creates new organs. Because He's Rapha. I don't need to remind you again and again, friend, that sickness is of the devil. Sickness is of the devil. God cannot and does not make people sick. Are there people that can disobey God and get in and become sick? Well, that's possible. But will it be God that made them sick? No, God doesn't make people sick. Sickness is an act of the devil. It's a work of darkness. We know, for instance, about Job in the Bible, who became sick with many sicknesses and lost all his stuffs. But if you read Job chapter 1, it's already very clear who made Job sick. The devil came to God and said, allow me. And someone will say, well, it was God because God allowed him. Well, I don't want to get into that drama now. But just know it was the devil that made Job sick. Right? If you get into it clearly, you will see that, yes, God said fine. But Job also allowed it in his life. Well, let's not get into the drama today. I get what I'm saying? But it was the devil that brought sickness upon Job. So Job fell sick because Satan made him sick. In Luke chapter 13 and verse 16, we read about a certain woman who was bent over, who had a bad spirit of infirmity, and it's been on her for 18 years. And Jesus ministered healing to her. And then the Pharisees began to complain, why will you heal her? It's a Sabbath day. And Jesus said, well, you guys do all that work on the Sabbath day. Why won't I heal this woman on the Sabbath day? And look at his statement. He said, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound for these 18 years. So Jesus was very clear on who bound this woman. I said this every time I minister healing. You know why I say it all the time? Because some persons do not get healed. Because somehow they believe that God has a hand in their sickness. And maybe God is punishing them. Or maybe God is teaching them a lesson. God does not make people sick. And if you keep believing that trash, you will actually be cooperating with your sickness instead of contending against it. Because if it was God, you know, I always jokingly tell people, if you say God made you sick, that it is God that brought the sickness, why are you taking medication to deal with something God gave you? Some say, oh, sickness can be a test. God may be testing you. Well, if God is testing you with a sickness, why are you trying to treat God's test? Why don't let yourself be? When you pass the test, sickness will go. If you are deceiving yourself, you say it's God testing you. Yes, you are taking medication. You are praying. You are treating yourself. It's not God testing you with any sickness. God does not make people sick. It is very clear. It is the devil that bound this woman for 18 years. One of my best scriptures on healing is Acts 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, watch, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So the Bible is so clear. The people Jesus healed, who made them sick? The devil. It wasn't God. So there's a sickness in your body, it's the devil. Now that may not be a direct demonic oppression. Maybe because you stressed yourself for whatever reason they say. But can I say to you, the reason why there is even sickness in the world at all is because there was a devil that brought it. So you are sick in your body? Who is trying to destroy your kidney? It's not God, it's the devil. Who is trying to mess with your sight? It's not God, it's the devil. Who is trying to break your bones? It's not God, it's the devil. And so because I know that sickness is not from God, I'm even more encouraged to trust God for my healing. Because it's not from Him. He doesn't make no one sick. Doesn't make anybody sick. It's of the devil. Psalm 41 and verse 8. Psalm 41 and verse 8. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Let's read together, everybody. Come on, come on. And even this is said, they cleaved fast unto him. And now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Now, well, I read this because I love how the Passion Translation put it. He said, he got what he deserved. It's over for him. The spirit of infirmity is upon him. And he will never get over this illness. Now, of course, David was saying what they were saying concerning him. But although they said it was the spirit of infirmity that came upon him. Sickness is of the devil. Most sicknesses, you know, that's the spirit that controls those things. That's why most times when I want to minister to the sick, I first send the devil out. Because there is a sick devil that makes people sick. There are some of you in this place that find recurring patterns in your life. Every June, you fall sick. Every June, you fall sick. Every May, you fall sick. Some of you are even scared. December is coming because every December, you fall sick. That's the workings of the devil. It's a spirit of oppression. Every December, you fall sick. These things ought not to be so. Are you following me, friends? Ought not to be so. Glory to God. There is healing in this place. Someone has a teeth condition. Hole in the teeth. It's been filled up now as I'm talking. That's the power of God. Because sickness is of the devil. God does not and has never orchestrated sickness on anyone. It's the devil. Amen. I said amen. Can I say a little more? One of that is why I believe that God is going to heal and God will always heal whenever I pray. It's because again, like I said, sickness is not in his will. And one thing again that lets me know that is the fact that I've been talking about Genesis since we started this meeting. In Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, nobody was sick. So, before the fall of man, nobody ever fell sick. Now, what that goes to show is that sickness is not in God's original plan. And so, if it was never his original plan, it cannot be his plan now. Again, that's to tell you, God does not send sickness to people. God never intended that man was going to be sick. He never did. And so, I read through Genesis, I didn't see Adam sick. I didn't see Eve sick. Sickness and disease came because man fell. It's a working of Satan. And it was because of the fall of man. And that's even how death came. And so, because of that, you know, it lets me see that if God wanted sickness on earth, he would have put it there from the beginning. But he didn't put it there from the beginning because it was never in his plan. As I'm looking at you now, if you're able to look at whatever that is in your body now and know that that was never in God's plan. God never intended that a time is going to come, one of your eyes will stop working. God never planned a time is going to come and your spinal cord will stop working, because I'm mentioning to someone now that has a spinal cord pain. And it lingered for some time. As my hand is on my spinal cord, I feel the power of God surging through that place and causing off that pain. Right now, it's happening now. It's happening now. I don't know who the person is, but the power of God is going through that spine now. That is full restoration. God never intended that anytime in your life, your spine will be bad. He never planned that the time was going to come that you have pile. So that's one sickness I've never been able to understand. How that someone is going to just sit down and then, or you stand and something is coming out from your rear view. The devil is a wicked devil. Glory to God. You know, God had testimony last year. Someone here diagnosed with pile. Wrote to me one of those days. Half pile and all of that. I got up and I saw it. Of course, there are different ways God will lead me. Sometimes I'll say, let's meet in church. When I saw that one, I just felt, well, this time I said, chat me up now. Let's end this. And of course, she was sleeping. I saw that chat very late. So I replied very late in the night. Chat me up. So she just said, when she woke up, she said, sir, so I was sleeping. The devil made me to oversleep so that I will not chat up. He said, don't worry. It's not the devil. Call me now. Let's still end it. And over the phone, pile disappeared. It was, can you ever imagine that in God's original plan, that he planned that a man was going to have pile? If I don't find it in God's original, and this is how I walk. Anything I check in Genesis and I don't find it, and I see it operating in my life, I will go after it. Because if God wanted it in my life, He would have put it there from the beginning. For instance, I checked Genesis, I didn't see sickness. I checked Genesis, I didn't see lack. The guys in the garden had everything they wanted. I cannot accommodate lack in my life. I don't do that. I didn't see lack. Adam was never hungry. If it was in God's land, I want something that should be hungry, it would have been there. So I am aggressive about prosperity and wealth because it's in God's original plan for my life. I'm aggressive about good health because it is in God's original plan for my life. I'm aggressive of living long, living strong with nothing wrong. Because that's God's plan. The issue of death came up for the first time in the Bible. In Genesis 2:18, when God was telling them the consequence of the fall, said, "If you eat of this, you shall die. You shall surely die." That's the first time. So, what it means, Jesus has died and has restored us. I should be living a better life than they lived in Eden. And divine health is in that life. And I'm praying for you that as we start ministering, even as I'm talking, the power of God is working through your system. You know, I shared this testimony recently. Happened a long time ago. It's a long time I shared it, but I shared it recently again. It reminded me. Ministering somewhere at Abuani that day. And I was saying, everyone read from the screen. And again, that's why in meetings like this, you must obey instructions. And I was saying, read from the screen. And it's not as big as this. Just projector that we'll put, you know. I think we have an extra program that is a rented projector. It was Hall B. Put Hall B. Read from the screen. And of course, they were not reading. Everybody was like, you know how I normally talk. I said, is that everybody? When you are meeting, you obey instructions. Now read from the screen. When that rebuke came, that brother began to read. It was when he was done that he realized that he had short-sightedness. Am I right this time? Am I right this time? You know, I've never read from that distance before. Oh, testimony time, he came up and said, that was the first time I've ever reading. So we said, go back. He went back and read. Now, we've not prayed. Because sickness has never been in God's plan. Can I tell you, I've seen healing, though. I've experienced the healing power of God. All these ones that are saying, God is not real, God is this. If hand touch you, you go know. If God touches you, you will know. You will know. I've been healed myself. Walking under the rain, almost sick. While in a meeting, you know, went for mission work. And those days I used to be very, very feverish. Small rain, small cold, I'm already. And went for mission work, and that day was raining heavily. And my leader said, we are going to enter this rain because I have a lot of things to do today. Learn not to argue sometimes. I'm not sure if she knew how my health was, but that's what we're going to do. I entered the rain, and from that place we got home, we didn't stop, we're talking in tongues. That was the end of that situation. I've seen God heal. Tonight you're going to see appendicitis cut off. Because someone has been having that pain and they've said, when you come back, go for surgery, you will see it cut off. Literally, you will return to the hospital and they will check you and the doctor will say, I think there's been an operation on your body before. So that they will see no cuts. And why am I making these bold claims tonight? It's simply because we are acting on the integrity of God and His word. Now, when He says a thing, He will do it. Are you following me tonight? Now, when He says a thing, He will do it. Can I tell you one more reason why I believe that God is a healer? Because healing is an act of God's mercy, and God is merciful. And I feel the Lord saying I should emphasize it a little more. healing is an act of God's mercy. What that simply means is, you will not get healed because you deserve healing. Healing is something God gives to show His mercy. You know, in Matthew 15 verse 22, those guys came to Jesus and said, "Jesus, have mercy on us." Look at how the blind guys appealed to Jesus when they wanted healing. They didn't say, "Well, we are here because we paid our tithe," or "We are here because you are perfect." They said, "Have mercy on us." Look at this one. Behold, the woman of Cana came out from the coast and said unto him, "Have mercy on me, O Lord. My daughter is just sleeping with the devil." She was appealing to the mercy of God. Because there are many things we receive from Jesus that if we are to deserve it, we cannot have it. Healing is one of those things that we don't deserve, but God gives us. The reason is simple. Healing is an act of His mercy. We don't get healed because we deserve it. We get healed because God is a merciful God. He's the God of mercy. And I'm saying to someone tonight who thinks he doesn't deserve healing, who even thinks he doesn't have enough faith, who thinks his faith is not up to that level, who thinks that he's sick because he defaulted in a few things, there is such a thing as the mercy of God. That even people that look like they don't have enough faith, mercy can intervene. That's why people can even do things wrong and they get their healing. In Philippians 2 verse 25, we read about a man that was sick. His name was Epaphroditus. Am I right? Yes. He was sick. And of course, God healed him. But look at how Paul reported his healing. He said, go to verse 26. He said, "For he longed after you all and was full of heaviness because that he had heard that he had been sick." Verse 27, look at this. "For indeed he was sick now unto death, but God had mercy on him." So healing is God showing people mercy. And if you know anything about mercy, you don't have to merit mercy. You know, I heard this testimony. How many of you know R.W. Chambers? You know the guy? Do you know R.W. Chambers? R.W. You know him? You've heard of him? You've seen any of his books? He was the man that worked very closely. Of course, he worked much in the power of God, but he worked very closely under Allen. You know Allen? Great man of God that lived. Served the guy for long. He said, he would be coming to a meeting one day, and somebody asked him, "Say, Mr. Chambers, what is the greatest miracle you've ever witnessed?" So he told the guy, "You have 2 hours. Because I'm going to tell you a story." They were doing a meeting and this woman came. "Those days you want to come for Allen to pray for you, you're going to fill a, you know, fill this form and say to whatever that is wrong with you." And this woman filled the form. She came with her baby. The baby was diagnosed of 26 major diseases. Blind, dumb. 26. Doctor said he will not live up to 1 year. The devil again is a wicked devil. If people fall sick because of what they did wrong, what did that baby do wrong? So the woman filled home and brought, you know, and Chamber said when he saw it, was like, wow. Throughout the week, Chamber will come and preach, and then Allen will minister healing and all of that. So normally he gets a card, you know, those cards that people have filled, then he'll call out the case and then you come and he'll pray for you. For 3 days, that woman's case was not called. And he was waiting. And he didn't mention it to Mr. Allen or Evangelist Allen or whatever. Just waiting. Because sometimes we rush too much. They didn't call that card. So by the third day or so of the meeting, the woman came to him and said, "Sir, I think I've run out of cash. I came from another city. I stay in this hotel. We had run out of cash, run out of food. They just have to call us tonight. What can you do for me?" And I said, "Well, I don't know why he has not called this particular card. I've not even requested to see anything. But I tell you what I'm going to do for you. if at the end of this night he doesn't call that card, I'll just find a way to talk to you so that at least you can lay hands on your child. The woman said, okay. Said, all I have on me is $20 left. He put it out. I don't know whether I can stay beyond tonight. And there they were in the meeting. And Brother Allen came up the stage that night and just looked around. I said, tonight, we're going to take a special offering. An offering of faith. He said, that was the first time I've ever heard that. He's never heard it in his life. Which one is offering of faith? They finished taking offering. He said, offering of faith tonight. He said, everybody was just looking like, which one is offering of faith again? He said, by offering of faith, I mean you are going to give something that you don't have. Something you cannot afford. And people are still trying to negotiate, find out, is it scriptural or whatever? That woman ran from the back. And dropped something in the basket. You know, Shamba said when he went close, it was $20. Remember, that's all she had. So when he saw that, he went behind her and said, they're crying. It was, and Elias knew nothing about the matter. And dropped the money and went back. And the man began to preach. 15, 20 minutes into the message, he paced around. And he said, I'm in a big building now, a white building. And the guy said, here we go again. And in this white building, I see doctors. It's actually a hospital. I see doctors. I see 15, maybe 12 doctors or so around the little baby. Diagnosed of 12, 13, 16, 21, 26 major diseases. Because in word for word. And doctors say you'll not live for the next 1 year. And this woman, you are seated at the back there. Come with your baby. And they came and handed over that baby to him. And he carried the baby and began to paste on the stage. And he said, everybody, it's time to shut your eyes and pray. Shamba said, not me. I will see this one. No, that at times don't shut your eyes. Shut which eyes? I will witness this one with my two eyes. Said as he was pacing, he was following him up and down. And he was just praying. He said, this wasn't faith. This was just the act of God. Eye socket popped out. He said, the first thing that came out was the tongue. Tongue loose. He said, he has never. Socket, this guy didn't have legs. He had legs. He didn't have limbs. What do they call his foot? I mean, it was just like a club like that. It popped out. It was 26 major. Because the man said, woman, come with your baby. God is about to give you 26 miracles tonight. And one by one, I saw it. He said, he stood there. The awesomeness of that moment, he said, he can never recover from it. Over how many people that came with clutches dropped it immediately? How many eyes popped open? It was a drama. Every single person that came to that meeting. And he said something in that meeting. He said, when people ask me why did that happen, I told them I don't have an answer. The only answer I have is that I feel that God allowed me to witness that. To have, let me have a peep into the future as what God is going to do with the end time church. Because I tell you, we are in those days when there will be so much miracles that you cannot trace to faith. When people will come into the meeting and say, I don't have faith, I don't believe. And the power of God will search through the meeting and give you 26 major miracles. So of you, 3 major miracles to your body. So when I ask you to pray, don't say, well, my leg is broken. But the important one now is my ear. All of them are important. God can give you 4 major miracles tonight. He can give you 8. He said he knelt down on that stage. All he was doing was just crying. He said he was saying, Father, I've been teaching this woman faith all week, but please help me have faith. You know, when she stepped out with that money, now God doesn't need your money to heal you. Let me clarify that. But when she stepped out with that money, it was like saying to God, this is my last night here. You get the point. This is all I have.
And tonight we are in for signs, we are in for wonders. All stars disappeared under the power of God. Broken bones being fixed. New organs created. I don't know what they've told you about healing. But hear me tonight, we serve a healing Jesus. And how he heals is by his word. He sent his word and he healed our disease. Tonight he's going to send his word. And he's sending the word again. Hitting different people. Hitting your heart, hitting your ear, hitting your bones, hitting your lungs, hitting your organs, your liver, your kidney. The power of God is coming to where you are. Even if you are not here, but you are following me from anywhere, the power of God is coming to where you are. Changing your sickle cell to AA. Aye. Play this song. Blessed assurance. Of glory, heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in. Blessed assurance. To hear this to help you. I'm anointed to heal the sick. And that's not just a general anointing upon every believer. The Lord put his hand on me and anointed me to heal. So tonight I will do what God has asked me to do. I'm going to put my hands on you, speak words over you, and there will be creative miracles tonight. Broken bones to be fixed. Deaf ears will pop open. Blind eyes will open if there's any. Broken bones will be fixed. Tumors will disappear. Skin infections will clear up. Because God has anointed me. Why am I talking this way? I'm saying so that you can know. Jesus spoke that day in Luke chapter 4. He said, the Spirit of God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. And I'm speaking like Jesus to say to you, the Spirit of God is upon me. And he has anointed me. Tonight, you don't need to have faith. Faith is a prerequisite for healing, quite alright. But I said tonight, you need to have faith. That is the glory of God that is upon this house. All you have to do is just come. For you to come and we'll put hands on you, that's faith. That's enough faith. And God is going to arrest that situation. Stammerers are going to be healed. Stammering tongues. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Babies that are sick are going to receive a mighty touch of God. Oh, thank you, Father. I've seen your mighty works.
And gaze upon your power. You can do more than my mind can comprehend. I've seen the lame man walk. I've seen you do wonders. Your very love is more than life.
Sing it again.
I've seen your mighty works.
Yes.
And gaze upon your power.
Sing from the screen all over this place.
You can.
I've seen your mighty works.
I've seen your mighty works. And gaze upon your power. You can do.
If you're sick in this place, get a healing line along this line. Get me a line here. If you need a healing touch of God upon your life, you can move over that place. Pull me a line from there.
I've seen you do wonders. Your very love,
hey, yeah,
is more than life is.
I've seen your mighty works.
I've seen your mighty works.
Hey, yeah, man, do
love, and gaze upon your power.
You can do you.
You can do
all that.
My mind gets up free.
I've seen
the lame.
I've seen
you do wonders. Your very love,
yeah,
is more than life itself.
And I've seen
glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Wonderful God, you are.
Hey. Again. Say, I've seen glory to Jesus.
Jesus.
I see
glory to Jesus.
Wonderful God.
Wonderful God, you are.
Can you sing?
You are. Answered our prayers.
Give
us
victory. Father. This is going to be very fast. Maybe let me tell some of you that are quite very new to this anointing. You're expecting I'm going to spend like an hour on your head. Some of you, I won't even say nothing. Just touch you. That's all. I look at how you respond. Once I put my hands on you, two things. You begin to rejoice and begin to test yourself. Whatever your body couldn't do before, begin to do it. It's an awesome moment. So the pastors will be around to test you, and we're going to begin to take testimonies.
And once I'm done with that, I'm going to ask you to pray and ask God for anything. Because by the time the testimonies begin to pour in, an anointing is going to be activated in this place. And it will start being met. That's how it actually works.
I sing glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus.
What if you are walking up here, what you are believing, and God is going to heal. The healing power of God. Is working upon many of you that I've touched already. Just take your body. If your eyes are not working, check them. If your ears are blocked, it's getting open now. Don't bother about it. It doesn't matter how it came.
Glory to Jesus.
Who has the testimonies? If they've tested your healing and you show you are totally fine, come this way. Yeah, it will perfect everything. You've tested your healing, you've checked yourself, and you can't find the sickness of your body again. Just come this way. Quickly. Quickly. Yes, yes, yes. Woo! Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Test your healing.
Before now, she couldn't read from afar.
She couldn't read from afar.
Yes, sir. So, but as soon as you laid hands on her,
she couldn't read from afar.
Yes, sir.
What's that one again? Yeah? Short sightedness cannot read from afar. But can read close. I'm just so happy I don't know the name of these sicknesses. I'm just so happy I don't know. So you can read from where you are now. So you couldn't read from the back before. And I'm sure you can read very well now. You want to go back and read? Okay, go back. Change something on the screen. Ooh. Glory to God. Is that far enough? Read. Wait, she needs to read that with the mic because that was very smooth. I'm almost doubting whether she was really sick.
I have seen your mighty works and gazed upon your power.
So wait. So all the while in this meeting, you couldn't see from there. Huh? You are in front. But you are totally fine now. How long?
It's been since my Genesis 1.
Since your what? You are in Genesis 2 now. Glory to God. Talk. That's the number of years.
Yes,
and now you're totally fine.
Yes,
how do you feel? Glory to God. Do you know how to rejoice in the Holy Ghost, sister? Rejoice in the Holy Ghost! Glory! 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 What's happening? Come. Another testimony. Come up. Come, sister. If you are testing your healing, be moving this way. You're testing your healing and you've been fine, just this way. Glory to God. What's the testimony? Quickly. What's the testimony, sister? So you are totally fine now.
Yes, sir, but I didn't realize I was fine. Sometimes this is the teaching. I remembered I was chewing gum and I didn't smoke.
Hallelujah. You didn't realize you are fine. Glory to God. You are totally fine now. Glory to God. It's like this your meeting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's have another testimony. It's permanent. Yes. Yes.
So, sir, he has been having two weeks now.
2 weeks.
So, they say have been failing him, but then he's totally gone now. And then there is another tooth teeth that was swollen, but the thing have dissolved.
See, tooth or teeth? You are fine now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What's happening? Yes. Come, tell me, what's the problem? Short-sightedness.
I can't see. Even under the sun, I can't see.
So you couldn't read from far.
Yes, sir.
For how long? SS2. What class are you now? SS3. You couldn't read from far. You couldn't see from far. So if you, normally if you stay behind there, you wouldn't see me clearly. So go back there. Let's see. Glory to God. Who knows about this? If you, who are, okay, all these guys are aware. All of you know. Okay, so we didn't arrange it, have we? I just want to be very sure we didn't arrange this. Glory to God. So let's not read now. Can you see my hand? How many fingers? Hallelujah. How many fingers? Glory to God. Glory to God. Can you do what I'm doing now? Can you do what I'm doing? So you see me very clearly. Glory! Hallelujah! Since your SS2. And now you are in what class?
I'm through university, sir.
Glory to God. What level are you in the university?
I'm done with school, sir.
You are done.
Yes, sir.
So this will be, we should be counting 5, 6, 7 years now.
2 years now.
I mean, since the sickness.
Yes, sir.
So, SS2? When did you get admission? Did you waste time?
No, sir.
For this, a number of years now. And just by the touch of God, glory to God.
Glory!
Are you excited?
Yes, sir.
Another testimony? Same issue. Short-sightedness.
Yes, sir.
You couldn't see from there. Because you are sitting at the back. Can you see well now?
Yes, sir.
Very well.
Yes, sir.
What's on the board? Hallelujah. How long has your eye been bad?
For over 10 years.
More than?
10 years.
Over 10 years. Do you use glasses?
Yes, sir.
Where is your glass? Glory. I remember when I wanted to pray for somebody collected it from you. You will never need them again. Glory to God. Over 10 years, short-sightedness. Who has short-sightedness? Anybody? Because it's like there are many short-sighted cases there. Oh, hallelujah. Let's lift our hands. Just bless him. Yes, tell me.
So, she has, I don't know what is the name, but if she looks at a bright light, she'll
eye issue again.
Yes, sir. So, I don't know, maybe we use phone.
So, normally when you look at a bright light, you start sharing it. How long? Have you seen a doctor?
You've not. Yes, sir.
But you're fine now.
Yes, I'm very fine now, sir.
Totally restored.
Totally restored, sir.
You are so sure.
Pastor Jovita, the shine had touched on my eyes and I did not hear.
Glory to God. Who knows about this? Anybody here? Okay. Nobody here. But you're totally fine.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
The second testimony, it's not happening at the moment, but I believe I've been healed. Like, I have this reoccurring sickness, like serious injury in my mouth. It happens like monthly. Like every month, I have serious injury. Like,
so have you had this one session?
Yes. Last month's session.
So you're waiting for this one session?
I will not see it again, sir.
But it's not coming again.
Yes, sir.
How long do you believe it's not coming again? Glory. Hallelujah. Tell me.
Sir, we have a case of reoccurring headache.
Headache?
Yes, sir.
Headache. Reoccurring. But you're fine now. How long? But you're fine now.
But after treating malaria and typhoid, I still have the headache. Like,
glory to God. But you're fine now.
Yes, Papa.
Do you want to shout?
No.
Wait. If you don't want to shout, can you take away headache? Do you want to shout? Tell me what happened. What's happening?
Okay. Pastor had very sharp headache before he came out.
Okay.
He has gone. It seems it could be traced to insomnia.
Okay.
But he says it's something that he'll confirm. When he gets home.
Insomnia. You don't sleep.
Yes.
Wow.
I can literally be up for hours. Sometimes by 3. That's when I get to sleep in the night.
Like you lie down, you want to sleep, but you don't sleep.
I won't be able to sleep.
Glory to God. Come. Why are you laughing? Because he's about to sleep. Do you love the power of God? Glory to God. Lift your hands. About it. Are you fine now? And you are totally fine. And you are supposed to go for surgery, but not anymore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I said, once we can take these testimonies, this place will open up for needs to be met. Tell me.
Sir, you gave an illustration of his spine. Issues, spine example. So she had a spine pain. So she just checked it now. It's gone totally.
Your spine. What's wrong with your spine? What's wrong?
I don't know. It's not like a numb. Sometimes if I don't even lift anything or I just walk, maybe
so
I check.
Was it painful before you came?
When you said this, I was having the pain, like a sharp pain. And I was, people in my seat could see, I was just like cracking my back like this. Like,
so can we crack a little more?
It's nothing. I've been checking for it. I want to.
Oh, hallelujah! I have friends that are aware of this. Okay, people are aware too. All of you to know what's happening to people. They are totally fine now. Glory to God. Yes.
Shoulder and neck pain.
Yes. What's wrong with your shoulder? What was wrong? Oh, glory to God.
Also, short-sightedness too.
Short-sightedness.
No, she said it's not too clear at the moment.
Short-sightedness. This thing we've been talking about since, Abi. Okay, so.
You need a second touch from Jesus and your eyes restored fully. Amen. Go back. Let's read.
Glory to God. Change that on the screen so that you can see. So we say God is my healer. So we say healing is working in me. Say healing is working in my body. Say healing power is working in me now. Say healing power is working in me now. Say what needs to be fixed is fixed. What needs to be repaired is repaired. What needs to be replaced is replaced. What is to be created anew is created anew. New eyes, new ears, new lungs, new kidney, new organs, new liver, in the name of Jesus. New muscles, new bones. Say God's power is working in my body. No sickness lives in me. I walk in health. I walk in power. The power of God is at work in me. As I speak words of faith, they are coming to pass. Shout amen, somebody. Yes. Glory to God. Is she ready to read now?
She can see the screen, but she's still not seeing the people on stage.
Now, we can see the screen, but cannot see me.
Yeah, no, I'm just seeing the color of white.
Oh, I like that too. Put that on her eyes. Put that on her eyes, Pastor Dave. Command that eye to clear up. Then let her test again. What's happening? Yes, tell me.
Okay, sir, we have another case of spinal pain gone. Why are you
glory to God. What happened to your spine again?
Sir, after you met
him, after the baby was born. So husband that way.
Yes.
Husband is mentioned to somebody. Husband that you are aware. Glory to God. You knew she had spinal.
Yes, Pastor.
Glory to God. Are you fine now? Do we try to bend? Take the baby from her. Come. Yes. Just try to bend. Can you bend? Do you feel any pain at all? Small. No. Not at all. You are totally fine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this thing will not return. If you had a tumor in your body, a growth anywhere in your body, that growth is being cut off now. Anyone that have a growth in your body that you want us to cut off, just come. Where is the growth? Is it somewhere I can see it? Okay, no. Oh, I don't know what this presence is for. Whatever the presence is, gone. Out. Go check yourself. Go check yourself. Go check for the growth. When she's up, take her to go and check for the growth. It's gone. Out. That's whatever the presence. Ooh, glory to God. I'm missing something, actually. It's been long. Is anybody deaf? I'm missing it. Everybody deaf, one ear is blocked or is paining you, or so I want to touch somebody's ear. It's been long. Is anybody like that? All of you have, we don't want to have ear problem again. Does anybody have ear problem? You do. I said, I've missed this. So it's always the icing on the cake. What's wrong with your ear? They're hurting you. Like now as I'm talking. You feel a growth inside the ear. Fugonian. Oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So this growth too. If I touch you, go check yourself. Here. You can feel it now. But now it's gone. Totally healed. In the name of Jesus. Totally my restoration. Go check yourself. Go check yourself. Yes. Ear problem. Glory to God. I'm going to trust God somewhere in this meeting, maybe tomorrow, that He will place on some of you some special graces. Such that even if nothing else is working, you know that once you touch this one, it will work. You know that it works for me. When it comes to, if nothing is working, I just call for a deaf person. Pastor, that was in your church, right? How many deaf people heard? About 5 deaf people last year. One of them was your assistant. Deaf in one ear. For 7 years. Amen. That meeting was powerful. You know, some people actually said that Pastor Tony comes to Enugu here to come and collect juju. Anytime he wants the church to do it, he will come to Enugu after coming to Enugu. Amen. So you've come for another round of juju. I'll give you tomorrow. How if you came to collect something? Yeah, I'll give you. Some people can't understand. They just say crazy things. For you to say people go to collect you, it means you actually believe that is the supernatural power of God. Yes. Me to have places I used to go to collect. Now, if you're a blogger, this is a good place to cut out and say, Pastor says, Pastor confesses openly to the church that he uses. Try it, you'll do well on YouTube. Because this is beyond juju, it's beyond charm. It's grace. I go to Lagos, my pastor puts sense on me. I come back and tell everything will change. Even on Wednesday, when we're planning for this meeting, I still called my dad. Said that we're having a meeting, speak word. She spoke it, my wife and I were there, recorded it. And we've been on that word. That's what is happening everywhere in this meeting. So everybody has where they go to collect their own. You are in your own temple. Are you getting what I'm talking about? And you will get back and notice some special abilities, special graces. working in your life. You know, I just sense that your ear is fine now. So check it. I just sense it very strongly. What's the problem? Say it's Jesus. Oh, your God. Glory to God. Just go to the test the healing there. Yes, now. Ear problem. The problem is that you said there was a growth. There's a growth in your ear. Can you feel the growth? Like it's gone. You felt it dissolving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, tell me.
Sir, while we were declaring God's word, healing just happened. Pain in the body that lasted for years.
Yes.
Just disappeared.
Hallelujah. Tell me. Yes.
Pastor, she said before now for 2 weeks, she'll be having the spirit of a kind of fear.
Yes. I spoke to you about fear.
Yes, sir. He said as soon as you prayed for her, it looks like something left her.
I mentioned fear. I started talking about, you know, I just heard the Lord say, fear not. Fear is a bad spirit. Sing this song. My defender, there is no contender. My life is for your glory. I am
yours forever. You fill my heart with many good and perfect treasure. More than I can, you give me so much peace and joy. My defender, there's no contender. My life is for your glory. I am yours forever. You fill my life with many good and perfect treasure. And I can ask to give me so much peace and joy. The loving way you show me, Garato. Since I give my life to you, no regret. Every day you give me Garato. That make my life a test. It's been what you do, no man can do. I can never find another lover like you. It's in what you do, no man can do. I can never find another lover.
It's in what you do.
It's in what you do. No man can do. I can never find another lover like you. It's in what you do. No man can do.
It's in where you do.
It's in where you do.
Hey,
no man can do.
I can never find.
I can never find another lover like.
anything where you do. No man can do.
No man can do.
Hallelujah. You see the way you guys are announcing these testimonies. That's how in a few years' time you guys should be at one end of the stadium. Announcing, Pastor, a miracle just happened right here. Glory to God. So tell me. Sister, are you fine now?
She says she can see everything clearly.
Everything. Come. How do you feel? Your eyes are hitting your eyes. She had cataracts. They've done surgery. Yet nothing changed. But tonight, under the power of God. Glory to God. I said, when God touches you, you will know. Oh, come on. 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 Do you remember? We are not wasting time. We are not wasting time. We are not wasting time. God is working among us. Glory! Woo! Hallelujah! Is that it has shifted from ear now to eye problems? But I also told that there's another anointing for that. I told you about that. I talk about the ear alone too much because God told me that first, but there's been a lot that's unlocked. Cataract! And you were not born like that. And as it began to mature and hit your eyes, and your eyes went bad, and you went for surgery. When did you go for surgery?
I went for surgery in 2020. So after the surgery, my doctor said I will continue to do dilation. Just a few months ago, I went for dilation on one eye. It cost almost 100 and something.
But you are seeing it very well now. Do you feel that movement in your eyes again? Hey! Sister, it's not coming back again.
It's not. Don't be scared. Because something is telling you if you go back, you know, it's not coming back again.
It stayed. Much more testimonies.
I have a case of pain in the ear gone.
Yes. If that thing comes back again, I'm going to slap you. Face it. Attack it. You know how to, right? Attack it. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. Come.
I get testimony here.
Yes, yes, yes. So come back.
She said for 2 years now, she had been experiencing this cold, staying in a cold environment. And she went to the hospital. They diagnosed her with
ulcer.
Asthma,
okay.
And then she said that when you spoke about cold, that she observed that she had been under the AC.
Asthma is gone forever. Oh, come. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. No, you are not going to. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands all over this place. Much more people here.
Yes, sir. Another eye problem.
People's eyes. I don't like seeing glasses. Yes.
So she couldn't see clearly whether it is far
or near. Do you have glasses? Can you see me now? Can you still see me? If I go far, can you see me? Can you still see me? Can you still see me? Yes, please tell me. You said? Okay, now close your eyes now. Close it very well. But good, put out our eyes. Bring out, remove your eyes. Look now. Can you see me? Are you okay now? It's coming and going. Let's try again. Put out our eyes again. Glory to God. Full restoration. Look at me again. Is it better now? It's better now. Put out our eyes again. That's how it is. So you can last 3, 4, 5 times for some of the cases. Keep doing that. Let's have other testimonies. I think we should stop now. Have you been blessed? I want you to lift your hands. There is hunger in the land. Not for food, for anointing. There is hunger in the land. Hey, yeah. Kurande kayando kalatiando preta kekendia. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand. There's one guy in the land. I need some ushers to be around this minister station. I'm going to release a corporate flow. And whatever hunger, I just heard the Lord say that to me, that is hunger. The people are thirsty. Glory to God, Father. From the front to the back, there will be a move of God's power now. Healing are not distributed. Somebody said to the Lord where he was standing, what kind of ease is this? Somebody said to the Lord, that's you, right? Yeah, what kind of ease is this? And I tell you, that same grace is coming upon you, my healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, satisfy hungry hearts as I count 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Dead! All about this place. All about this place. All about this place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank. In the name of Jesus. Thank. In the name of Jesus. Do you want it? Expression, do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? Thank. Hey, yeah, Barada. Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready? 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 Yes. Oh, yes. Brother, ready? Ready? Woo! Yes. Woo! Ready? Ready? People at the back. People at the back. They are not of the Holy Ghost. As many as are hungry now. And in count of 7, distributions by the Spirit of God. As it is working in me, whatever you came here to convert, in the name of Jesus, I open up that flow now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, take it! Woo! Jesus, sweep through this place. Fill man, Spirit of Jesus, take. Right there, in front, at the back, wherever you are. You guys want it? You guys want it? All over there? All over there. That's it upon you, that's it. Woo!
tomorrow, there's going to be distribution of fire. Fervency. Fervency. I have two more things for you tonight. Tomorrow I'm going to welcome all the people that came. I've not done any formal introduction, so we'll do that tomorrow morning. And tomorrow, please, if you have kids, bring them. There'll be a special kids session in the morning. So don't leave your kids behind tomorrow. So bring your kids. Once you bring them, hand over to the kids teachers. That session will start at 8 a.m. We have plans for them. Yeah, yeah, go around that. Yeah. The only thing I want to do for me. Behold, he comes. As the trumpet sound,
so lift your voice. It's the year of jubilee. As the Zion sing, salvation come. Behold, he comes, riding on a cloud, shining like the sun, and the trumpet.
Behold, he come.
Behold, he come.
Come on, come on, come on.
Riding on the cloud.
Yes.
Shining like the sun. And the trumpet goes.
Yes,
it's your voice. Yeah, I do believe. I desire to see salvation.
This has not worked in your life for some time. That is coming up now. Expression. Admission. We are trusting God to gain admission. Hallelujah. Where is Nengi? The one I find so I heard this. You get admission, right? Somebody to get admission, or they are trusting God to gain admission. I'm going to put my hands upon you. You guys will carry fire into school. Thank you, the point. It's time for campuses. That's what the Lord said to me. That's why I'm starting it off, because from this next week, I'll be in three camps. I've said it yesterday, right? It's time for campuses. Anyone that's getting admission, I trust you that you're going to get admission this new set. You're going to carry fire. This high school.
There is no one like Jehovah.
Yeah.
There is no one. Come on.
There's no one like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah.
Yes, yes, yes.
There's no one like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah.
How we're going to live tonight is that we're going to do some joy in the Holy Ghost. Listen. Joy in the Holy Ghost is not just what we do because we want to charge up the atmosphere. Whenever we release that joy like that, one thing you should expect is that needs to be met. Every of our shouts have meanings. So we're going to shout. And as we shout, anyone that came here with a need, a financial need, a marital need, maybe tomorrow I'll minister to that, or Sunday, I don't know when God will allow me, but as we're going to shout, so if we get home tonight, your contract will be waiting for you right in your mail. Hallelujah. Maybe this is another part of the anointing you guys have not seen, if you are new here, but if you are not new here, it should be normal to you now. You return home tonight, contract is waiting. When you return home tonight, your job is waiting. Some of you, a business deal and businesses that they've shut down for long, they will open it up again. As in, they've said, don't worry, we're not working with you, but they will open it up again. There is fund distribution. Do you understand? So we're going to do a shout. Are you ready? Now, you are going to shout. You are going to dance. You are going to scream. You are going to take your liberty in this place. 30 seconds of releasing joy in this place. The Bible says, with joy shall you draw water from the well of salvation. The Bible says, the shout of the king is among them. Of Nazareth. Yes. You know, some of you, as you shout and rejoice tonight, the testimonies you have not yet seen in your health just came. ATM tomorrow will begin. It's going to be a 12 time. We will be changed. We will be changed. Let's do this song together. This DBS day. We're not wasting time. We're not wasting time. It is tonight. Yes. Sing it. Glory to God. How many of you are here last year? Hallelujah. Is it getting better? It's getting better, right? So do you see the future? Glory to God. Tomorrow, this meeting will begin to climax from tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, anything can happen. Tomorrow night, glory night. Most of us on Saturday nights, I don't have prayer points. I just allowed the Lord God to shadow us. Healings, miracles, impartations. You might not even know when I will leave the meeting.
That's how it normally works. So somewhere in the middle, I'll just disappear. And when you find yourself, just let buses not leave people. Carry them into their bus as they cry. So just know people that are going the same route with you, because tomorrow, many will be carried home, literally. Encounters with the Godhead tomorrow. But for tonight, please send your testimony to me. Sorry, I got 2 minutes. Please do that, and we'll be good, glad to receive that. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer requests, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.